Jody?
Me not Jody. Me Indian brave. Lone Eagle.
Hi, Lone Eagle.
Hi, Uncle Bill.
Hi, how's my little girl?
Fine. You said you were gonna scout Mr. French. Just look at him.
Uncle Bill, when us Indians capture Mr. French, do we scalp his head or his chin?
Oh, very good, sir. But you must barely whisper the final U. Ohio Gozaimas.
Ohio Gozaimas.
That's right, sir. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Mr. Masao ought to be impressed with that.
Mr. Davis.
Ignore him.
But how much longer, sir?
I don't know. Maybe it's just a phase. Well, Ohio Gozaimas. Or should I say how?
Domo arigato gozaimasu, Misawa-san.
Kekko, Davis-san.
He likes it.
Oh, you like it? I'm very, very glad, sir.
Oh, I like very much this monorail system, absolute best. How soon we leave for Tokyo?
Oh, well, it take some time to get ready.
Are you going to torture him?
Sure.
Well, have fun.
Sayonara.
We got it. We got it.
Why are you so glum? You got something against monorails?
Well, times have changed. No, I've got an obligation to those kids, and I don't like to be away all the time, that's all.
Oh, French can take care of them while you're gone.
And there are phones in Tokyo, you know.
Well, you can even jet back and forth if you have to.
I know, but they've got problems. I told them I'd be around. Every time one of them has a problem, I'm off on the other side of the world someplace.
Problems? It's kids' stuff. Forgotten the next day.
You haven't got any kids, so you don't know any more about them than I do.
I'm sorry, Mr. French, but I'm sure Jody was just playing.
Oh, just playing, indeed. Well, that young man would make even Geronimo take to the hills.
Hey, that's not fair. I was going to scout Mr. French.
Nonsense. I'm an Englishman, and we have a treaty with the Iroquois.
Bill, maybe I can take over your family problem here. Which one is it?
Jody.
Jody, he has a problem? Like what, trying to get an entire hamburger in his mouth at once?
No, he thinks he's an Indian.
That's a problem.
Well, maybe the shock of losing his parents is having a belated effect on him. I don't know. He seems to be what they call it, retreating into a fantasy world.
All kids do that.
You know, it's more than a game of pretend with Jody. It's just like he's trying to avoid reality altogether.
Okay, what do we do about it?
Well, I was hoping I could find something to do right here in New York.
Well, the only bid we have out is the Pennington Plaza job. And you know Pennington. Or rather, you know that nobody knows Pennington.
Well, we got a fat chance of landing that old buzzard.
Anyway, what could you do if you did stay here? What could you do about Jody?
Well, I got a couple of ideas. Now, for openers, I'm going to take that home to him.
A hard hat. Aren't you just switching fantasies?
Nope. Now, he hears me talking about construction, and I think maybe I can kind of gently ease him back to reality, you know, pretend we're doing a job together, give him something to hang on to. But it's going to take time.
I'll give you a call. I don't hold out much hope, but if I hear anything from Pennington, I'll call you.
Thank you. Either we land him by Saturday, or it's going to be Madam Butterfly, here I come, right?
Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, French, how's Jody?
Quite out of hand, sir.
Oh, hey, Jody.
Me not Jody. Me Indian brave. Long Eagle.
Hi, Long Eagle.
Hey, Uncle Bill.
Hi, how's my little girl?
Fine.
Fine. I just burnt down your ranch house. Captured Mrs. Beasley.
You said you were going to scout Mr. French. Just look at him.
Uncle Bill, when us Indians capture Mr. French, do we scalp his head or his chin?
Jody, listen. How would you like a job working for me, huh? There.
Jody, look, a hat just like Uncle Bill.
I'm an engineer, a real engineer.
Wait a minute, just to keep the record straight, you're a pretend engineer. Got that?
Mrs. Beasley will like that. Now she won't have to get captured all the time.
Now I can tear down this whole building.
Yeah, Ed. You sure about that, huh? Okay, thanks, Ed. Goodbye. That's Ed Hastings out of the Journal. He says that the Owen Pennington Plaza job is boiled down to two outfits, Crumplers and us.
Well, I still think you should be ready to leave for Japan. Crumpler will underbid us. Crumpler underbids everybody.
Yeah, and everybody knows they cut corners, too. If I could get to old man Pennington for 5 minutes, that's all I ask, 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, you could talk to him if you could find him.
Where'd you send our bid?
Post office box, Grand Central Station.
He's got to have some kind of organization.
Dozens of them.
All right, one of them makes recommendations to him. They'd know how to get in touch with him, wouldn't they?
Nobody makes decisions for Owen Pennington but Owen Pennington.
Well, hasn't he got an office?
In his hat. He uses payphones to contact his headquarters, if and when he feels like it.
Miss Lee, get me all the background material you can on Owen Pennington. Books, magazines, TV tapes, anything you can find at all.
You know what you're going to find out? He's rich, powerful, old, and eccentric. He wears sneakers with his faded blue corduroys.
All right. Maybe I'll get a hint. That's all I want, just a hint where I can find him. Before that plane leaves for Tokyo.
And what did your teacher say to you about wearing that hat at school today?
She made me take it off.
Except at recess.
Well, a matter of simple good manners.
It was dangerous to take it off, because I was tearing down the school building.
He didn't really, Mr. French. Just pretend.
I did so. It's just a great big empty lot.
Good. And we'll be able to park there tomorrow.
Mr. French, is it all right if I go outside now.
What are your plans?
I gotta go look for a job. I'm all finished tearing down this apartment and the school building.
Well, why don't you stay here and start something more constructive?
Please, I won't get in trouble or break anything. I just want to tear down a few buildings.
Very well. You may go out and tear down anything you wish within the confines of this city block.
Huh?
Do not cross streets.
And we're using extra steel here because of the increased stress factor.
Double it. I build to last forever.
Yes, sir. I was wondering where to get in touch with you about some of these things, Mr. Pennington.
You don't. I get in touch with you.
What do you want?
I'm looking for a job.
What do you do?
Tear down buildings.
Where did you get that hard hat?
Uncle Bill. Us construction guys wear them so rocks don't fall on our head.
What's your name?
Jody. What's yours?
Owen. How long have you been looking for a job?
Oh, not too long. Just finished that tunnel in Peru.
Oh, is that so?
And before that, a bridge down in Canada.
Up in Canada.
Yeah, I'm strong for just going on 7.
There ought to be a place for a man like you. How would you like to work with me?
Okay.
Oh, how early, sir?
Yeah, I gotta change into my dinner jacket.
Oh, we dining out, then?
Yeah. Well, I have to have dinner with Ted Gaynor at the place called Manhattan League Club.
Oh, to be sure, sir. I'm preparing our wardrobe for Tokyo now, sir. Weather there can be quite brisk at this time of the year. Oh, by the way, sir, shall we pack the ceremonial kimono?
Oh, no, listen, with any luck, Mr. Gaynor and I have any luck at the club tonight, we won't even go to Tokyo.
Luck, sir?
It's Owen Pennington's club.
So, Mr. Pennington's so elusive, sir?
The most elusive. And landing the Pennington contract is the only way I can avoid going to Japan. Now, how's Jody? You think he's coming down to Earth?
No, sir, no, sir. I'm afraid he's taking the hard hat as seriously as the war bonnet.
Oh, boy, what a great time to walk out on him.
Well, where have you been?
I had to work late.
Oh. You better march right in there and explain to Mr. Davis.
Hi.
Hi, Jody.
Mr. Finn says I report to you.
Report what?
About my first day on the job.
What job?
The building down the street.
Oh, Jody, now we're going to have a little talk about the difference between pretend and reality. You know, the difference between make-believe and what's real. Now, this hard hat is a toy, and you're a little boy, 6 years old, and you go to school. Now, you're just pretending to be a construction worker. Got that?
I got paid. 10 cents. Real money.
Well, who gave it to you?
Oni. I help him.
Who's Oni?
My friend.
Oh. Okay, Jody. Now, you and your little friend play. But just remember, you're playing, okay?
I'll remember it, but I won't believe it.
Hey,
Any luck, sir?
No. Farrington never showed up. Nobody there ever heard of him. I don't know why he bothers to pay his dues.
Well, I have better news, sir. I made a few discreet calls.
Did you locate him?
Well, not quite, sir, but among others, I telephoned Miss Waldron. She's the upstairs maid to the Van Deventers. She's never seen Mr. Pennington.
That figures.
No, sir, but she's heard her cousin mention him.
Well, that's as close as we've been so far.
Yes, sir, but among other things, her cousin is a masseur at the Health First Club. And she said that he said that Mr. Pennington takes a steam bath there at 2 a.m. every Tuesday morning.
2 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, sir. And it is now 1:35 a.m. Oh, the address of the establishment, sir.
French? Steam or no steam, I'm going to track him down and I'm going to nail him. Thank you. Jody, are you pretending now, or did you really go up in that elevator?
I had to. It's part of my job.
No fooling?
Cross my heart. Went right to the top.
Okay, that does it. We're gonna have to figure out some new kind of therapy, Jody. This sure isn't working.
But Uncle Bill, it's dangerous without my hat.
Sorry, you're Lone Eagle Indian again.
Better than to come to work without your hard hat.
I just came to tell you I have to quit.
Quit? You're doing a great job.
Yeah, but Uncle Bill took my hat away and said I have to be an Indian again.
Why?
I don't know.
Is he mean to you?
No, he's a good guy.
Maybe I better talk to him, just to make sure, huh?
Okay. But the last guy who looked like you, he gave a quarter to.
We're relieved you're home, sir. We don't quite know what to do.
About what?
Well, a problem, sir. Jody brought a friend home for milk and cookies, and he insists that since Buffy and Sissy bring their friends in, he claims the same right.
Well, he can bring his little friends home when he wants to. What's the problem?
That is the problem, sir. His little friend.
Hi, Jody.
Uncle Bill, this is Oni.
Oh, Oni, I'm Bill Davis. Any friend of Jody's is always welcome.
See, Odie? He's a nice guy, even if he did take my hat.
Why did you take his hat away?
Well, I thought it was best.
He tells me that you go away and leave him a lot.
Yeah, it's my job.
Uncle Bill's going to Tokyo in a couple of days.
Don't you think if you stuck around, it'd anchor him a little better?
Yeah, and maybe it can't be done. Or maybe you can tell me how.
Mind if I use your phone?
Right over here. Say, did you really send him up in an open elevator?
Why not? It was caged in.
Didn't anybody try to stop you?
How could they? Jellison. On the Pennington Plaza job, award the contracts to Davis and Gaynor.
Oh, Mr. Davis, huh?
I've just decided.
You don't have to pay for the call, Mr. Pennington.
I always pay my own way, Mr. Davis.
Mr. Pennington, wouldn't you like to talk a little about... I'd like to tell you something about Davis and Gaynor first.
I'll bet I know more about Davis and Gaynor than you do. You tell your partner, you and he meet me tonight at midnight.
Midnight? Where?
The usual place. Staten Island Ferry, on the bow. So long, Jody. You and I are going to work together again someday, you know.
Okay, Oni.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh,
Kenny, sir.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
Uncle Bill, was it okay for me to bring a friend home?
Yeah, it was okay. You can have your hat back, too.
Problems?
None I can't handle.
I was worried about you.
You were? Why? What are you pretending to be now? An Indian? Construction worker? Doctor?
Nope. This time I'm Uncle Bill. Watch. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I got a feeling we're all gonna be okay.